You're listening to SBS News.
Warrantar Taputi, Malukana Yula Mapuli.
Rosetta Thomas, the youth and Palawakani language worker at the Launceston Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre, is reading from the picture book Yula Kipli, which means mutton bird stew in the Tasmanian Aboriginal language Palawakani.
So Palawakani is a revived language, and that process has been happening since about the 1990s.
Yula Kipli is one of two picture books that were created by young people in the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre's after-school and youth group programs. The book is based on a trip that the youth group took to Cape Barron and Clark Islands to learn about mutton birding. Mutton birding is an important cultural practice for Tasmanian Aboriginal people. Peter Kabalza is a member of the Pakana Katana youth group.
The family is travelling from Chawana to Big Dog to mutton bird and teach the young ones how to do it.
The books were released in 2019, and Rosetta Thomas says they've been enthusiastically welcomed by the community.
I think everyone was pretty excited about it. The community especially, everyone got to take a copy home and use with their families.
I feel awesome. It's great to know that there's a resource out there for the younger kids.
The picture books are only available to Tasmanian Aboriginal people to help introduce children to the language. 15-year-old Sky Cox has been learning about Palawakani since she was a baby.
As I grew up, I'd slowly attend Monday group and then would learn about the Palawakani, the phrases, and then I came across a dance and I became really attached to the dance group and the language. And then as I got older, I became more attached because my nan passed away and I wanted to continue passing down the tradition and the language, the Palawakani, for her and all that. I enjoyed teaching the younger generation.
This is the first time there has been a children's book written in Palawakani.
I think that it's really important so it doesn't become forgotten. No one forgets our Palawakani and the history and everything that took place leading up today.
For her next languages project, Rosetta Thomas will continue working on the Tasmanian Aboriginal place names map.
We're really aiming to get the place names map out there for people of Lutruwita to be able to use the original names for places.
Sharing culture and language through words for the next generation. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.